Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 776. Old School is Still a Great School, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday. I hope your week is off to a great start. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health, nutrition, and fitness blogs for free. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Old School is Still a Great School, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. There's a video in this post that includes still images of several strength athletes from past eras. The video creator listed photo references within the YouTube description. Among the list includes one of my favorite sites, Sandow Plus, the Old School. I often reference material from the Sandow Plus site. As I said before, many of the greatest strength discoveries came long before our time. Contrary to what today's market would like you to believe, strength isn't new. In fact, many of the feats performed by past strength athletes are seldom replicated today. This assertion will surprise many listeners. We live in a fast-paced world where technological breakthroughs occur each day. It isn't uncommon for us to assume that everything we are doing now is better than how it used to be done. The industry then plays into this belief. Everyone wants fast results, so the market attempts to satisfy this demand. It is more profitable to fulfill a need rather than telling the truth. A quick Google search is all that is necessary to confirm my beliefs. It took a matter of seconds for me to find programs promising rapid strength gains, rapid weight loss, and 30-day miracles. It isn't marketable to suggest that you'll need years to develop impressive results. Who wants to wait years when a supplement or book says that we can do it in weeks? The truth. Unfortunately, so-called breakthroughs are often everything but new. More often than not, we discovered that what's new is old, and what's old is new, again and again. Take a look through Sandow Plus, and you'll find almost every exercise from today's era has been performed for longer than you've been alive. This isn't to say that we shouldn't strive to improve on the past, but rather a reminder that the wheel has already been invented. I'm also not suggesting that you can't make gains in a short period of time. I am, however, suggesting that impressive gains take time. It is important to approach your training with this understanding. I encourage ambition, but I also encourage realism. Real strength requires strong ligaments and tendons. The process doesn't take place in a week or a month. Real time must be invested for real strength. The old-time strength athletes were patient. Legends weren't built in weeks or months. They were developed over years of consistent and focused work. Furthermore, let's not forget that the amazing strength feats from the past occurred long before the multi-million-dollar supplement industry existed. I'm not suggesting that supplementation cannot be useful, but don't be fooled to believe that you need certain products to improve. Need is an overused word in today's industry. All that you need is an intelligent, consistent, dedicated, and patient effort. The modern industry. Today's industry would like you to think otherwise. Quick results are often promised. If a particular program doesn't offer quick results, the user abandons it as fast as he found it. This cycle often continues over and over again. Program jumpers hop from program to program, ignorant to the fact that their inability to see something through is the real problem. It isn't actually their fault, however. The industry has brainwashed many to believe that serious results can come overnight. I receive hundreds of emails each week, so I have a general idea of what many are thinking. Last night, I had a 17-year-old athlete email me in frustration. He's been lifting with his team and is upset with his lack of progress. After inquiring about his program, I soon realized that he's only been lifting for 1 month. That's right, just 1 month. He wanted to know what supplements he could take to speed his gains. I wish I could say that his email was unusual, but I've actually grown accustomed to it. He's one of many victims to the marketing powers that exist among us. He isn't the first to fall into the trap. In his mind, if he isn't ripping through new shirts in 30 days, something must be wrong. The world has changed. At the time of this writing, I was only in my 30s, and the world has already changed significantly since my time as a child. I didn't know what the internet was until I was in college. When we had papers to write, we went to the library. We flipped through old encyclopedias looking for answers. Book reports meant that you actually had to read the book rather than typing a few search queries on Google. I still remember when we had rotary phones. Now I see young kids with cell phones. Many of the younger listeners will be shocked to know that television stations used to go off the air at night. And when the television was on, there weren't remote controls. You'd get a few stations, and you'd manually change the channel by walking to the TV and adjusting the dial. Now you can sit back and impatiently flip from station to station. I remember when the Atari 2600 first came out. It's no wonder why we went outside instead of playing video games. Yes, the world has changed. We've grown used to finding answers while sitting behind the keyboard. We communicate online. We shop online. We perform research online. Almost everything is available through a click of the mouse. We're all used to it. I'm no different. I get irritated when my internet connection is slow. And to think that it's only been a few years since I was connecting through a slow dial-up modem. Separate the body from technology. I welcome the advances in technology, but I realize that the human body must be kept separate from our fast way of thinking. The body isn't new. We've been around for a long time. Real change requires real time. Shortcuts usually turn into dead ends. We can't gain strength behind the keyboard. You still need to get up and put in the work. The old timers didn't need any of the fancy gadgets that you'll find today. Looking back in time is all the proof that you need to determine what you actually do need. Stay consistent, stay determined, and the results will come. Ironically, slow and steady is often the fastest and most productive route. You just listened to the post titled, Old School is Still a Great School, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, I've been told by my doctor, a friend's mother, that I am getting older, which wasn't so great to hear, of course. But as I read this post to you, I realized I finally actually do feel old. And that's because I could actually relate to what Ross was talking about, especially when he was saying using a dial-up modem, not having the world at our fingertips on our phones, actually having to get up and change the channel on the television because remote controls weren't invented yet. Oh, and don't even get me started on Atari 2600. I was so jealous when my neighbor got one and I didn't have one. But anywho, the real point of all of this is don't forget the basics. It's as if Ross was reading my mind when he said, stay consistent, stay determined, the results will come. That is something I completely believe in. And we don't need to get super fancy with our exercise routines to see results. We don't need to get super fancy with our supplementation either. In fact, we don't need to get super fancy with our diets. The key is to do the work, push yourself past the point of where you're currently comfortable, and results will come. Now, I know Wednesdays are usually when I give you an inspirational quote, but I feel like this one I just have to share right now because it applies perfectly. Quote, habit is either the best of servants or the worst of masters. Nathaniel Emmons. If you make exercise a habit, if you make eating 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day a habit, the results will come. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.